and he was speaking on the importance of Sadhu Sangha, association of Saint Krishna. What is it important? Why it is so necessary to practice devotional service, devotional life? He was saying that we are hearing about Sadhu Sangha every day. In so many years now we are hearing. But that's no effect on us, nothing happens. Why there is no change? Why it doesn't get in our mind at all? So what we are hearing about satsang? We know we are doing satsang, but we are not hearing it seriously. Or rather, we hear it but we don't follow it. Unless we follow it, there will not be any fruits. Those who don't know about the principles of religion or how to behave as prescribed in the Shastra, when they commit something wrong or they misbehave, then it is called as sin. And they will be analyzed for this. They will have to make some punishment. But those who know about Shastra very nicely, they are well versed, they are reading continuously. And if they don't follow, then it is like vajralev. Vajralev means it is like steel covering of offenses around the heart. Covering of steel around the heart. That means there is no way Krishna Prem can enter the heart. The heart becomes so much heart stubborn. That's what happened. We are hearing and we don't respect each other. We say, oh, this Vaishnava is not so elevated. It's just about me. Or it's Kanishka. Why should I listen in so much? I should just hear Maharaj and forget it. I don't care for it. Or so what if it's little senior? Just no Shastra, a few years senior, that's all, nothing more. What's so special about it? We should understand if anybody has pledged, has taken a vow in his heart that I may serve Lord eternally with pure heart, pure mind, unconditionally. Even if he's just vowed, taken such a vow, not yet taken perfection, not yet perfected, but he's just taken, take him granted this perfection. Very soon, all these impurities will go off, all these nattas will go off, and you become a pure devotee. So, you should respect all Vaishnavas accordingly. According to their service, not disrespecting anyone. We don't care. So, what will happen? After some time, we'll leave, go off. These offenses will increase. First, we're committing to our colleague Vaishnavas who are like us, on the same level or little higher level. Then, next day, it will be to Guruji, even Guruji's soldiers. Something and then we'll be flying back like this and we'll show you big guns. And then third, what will happen? It will be in the lotus feet of Krishna and you're out. We are wrong. So we should be very careful. Sadhan. In sadhan, we have to follow maryada. Maryada means following strictly all the rules and regulations, giving appropriate respect to the believer. This means sadhan. Otherwise, there's no sadhan. See, this opportunity which we have got or which we are getting, this is so special. It is so special that it is simply indescribable. It's very difficult to make particular or a proper estimate of how special opportunity we are getting. We are in Dham, Vrindavan, and we are in the assistance of proper line of saintly personality. This is very there. Still, if we don't act in a proper way, or our code of conduct is not proper, then we are the most unfortunate people. And then he's taking another verse, same topic. This is Sadhu Sangha by taking different verses and telling about the importance of Sadhu Sangha. So one verse he takes from the conversation between Maharaj Bharat and King Rahuguna from Srimad Bhagavatam. And Maharaj Bharat is telling Rahuguna that and he's telling him that this human form of life, Manushya Janma, is very important, is very special, and is very real. It's unique actually. Why? Because all of the propensities of body and tendencies are very much functioning in all other species of life. But you cannot perform bhakti. By no means you can have any opportunity to perform bhakti. Only in the human form of life. Even the form of demigods, is also very special. But what's the use? Because they don't have any opportunity to perform devotional service. So, after getting this human form of life, after getting reminded of the purpose of human life, after getting the facilities and opportunities to fulfill that purpose of life, if we don't do it, what to say about such bad condition? So people hear it, they say, okay, so I should perform work because this is the purpose of life. So I come and surrender myself to Guru. So really I surrender everything, my body, mind and work, I mean all accessories, my all things, and completely surrender to you. And I'm hearing what you're saying. But I will follow what I like. You may speak whatever it is. I mean, here, but I will follow what it is. So, this is my tendency, this is my job, I can't do it. This way will not work. First day, you enter in the association of Kabul or in temple or in mud. What you have to do? You have to give up all your ways of thinking, all thoughts, all old stuff. You have to give it up completely. And you have to make a vow. From today, from this moment, I'm not going to work in the way I was working. I'm not going to live or depend on my way of thinking. I'm going to act as I'm being told by Guru and Vaishnava. Then this problem. I will try to understand what are their thoughts, what are their views, what they are telling, and I'll try to practice that. No matter to whatever extent is possible. Then it is actual surrender. Otherwise, it's not surrender. Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is saying that I take a contract if in order to serve the instructions of my Guru, I have to come for a million lifetimes and take a million births to serve his orders, I will do that. So much commitment. First, give up everything for the service of his, for service of your Guru. Not worrying for your eating, sleeping or even bodily needs. First service, then comes my needs or hope. This is hope. And if I'm just busy in my mood, I'm being told some service and I'm just thinking, oh, this is Prashant and Prashant and this is what will happen. Or, oh, my sleeping will be less, something like that. Without thinking such things, you have to serve dedicated way. Then something will happen. That is called seva. That is the mode of service. But we often hear people telling, I'm 20 years old. I'm 50 years old. Somebody say, I'm 80 years old, but they are fools. They don't understand. They will say very proudly, but they don't know that now only few more years of life are left. Maybe not even that, maybe not even a day. So what they have done, what they have achieved, what they have done to fulfill the purpose of life, it's shameful on part of these people. It is told in chapter that the body of demigods is most beautiful. Body and it is very brilliant in all respects, but no use of that body. Why? Because they don't get any opportunity to perform devotional service. Why they don't get opportunity? Because they are so busy in India. Even if they get, they will not realize its importance. So that's why they are unfortunate. Even having such wonderful body and such wonderful features and so much nice things, they are unable to perform devotional service. Similarly, we also know that in Western countries, in America, Australia, New Zealand, and other countries, people have very beautiful bodies, very good looking bodies. But what's the use? They don't have sanskara, they don't have the nature to perform devotional service. And they may come in the association of sadhus. What if he was eating meat from last 25 years and now he's dedicated, I should not perform devotional. The effect of that meat eating from last 25 years will disappear in one day. No. It will take its own time. What about it will take its own time? The effect is there in the body. The body is made up from eating that meat from last 25 years. Your body becomes what you eat, right? So that effect of those flesh and whatever other things have been eaten that stays in the body. It will take few years or maybe a few time to take that thing off and in eating all pure things and body will become pure. But what about the swabhav? What about the nature? That will change? No. These propensities, they will not change. So those take India, they have some privilege, they have some advantage. Just like we, not spotting, just like we have, we took birth in Ganges, and our family was so pure, Vaishnava family, and we're following this competition. So, even if we don't try, it is in our blood to perform this function. This function are in our blood. So, it is difficult when you are in another part of the world to perform the worship service. Similarly, it's also difficult for the demigods to perform the worship service. And it's also difficult for people who are very wealthy, who are very rich, very difficult. Because they're so busy in their money business, they don't have time. Or probably they don't want, they don't feel it's their duty to do some devotional service, to practice, they don't understand it. So they're also most unfortunate people. But nonetheless, those who hear and those who realize should aspire for the association of sadhusanga and also try their best to have sadhusanga. What kind of sadhusanga? Now we will be hearing that. And also, where can we find such sadhus? The description will be coming after for coming lines. We can find these wonderful saintly personalities in Rajadham, in Gaudadham, in Puridham, all these places, Navadvip and Vrindavan. In all these places, all these nice saintly personalities who are devoted to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who are devoted to Radha and Krishna, who are devoted to the proper line of acharyas, bona fide sampradayas, you can meet them there. And in the association of such Vaishnavas, to do bhajan is very easy. Because they're living in dham, and dham has its own vibrations in the air, in the land. It's very easy to perform bhajan. What does it mean by sangha? We may claim, I'm in the association of such powerful thinking personalities from so many years. I am sitting with them, I am reading with them, I am sitting with them, I am talking to them, I am hearing them. But what does it mean by sangha? Sangha means samyak rupen anugaman. What does it mean by samyak rupen anugaman? It means to try to understand what is their thought, what is their mood, how they are speaking. Analyze minutely, keenly observe these. Become very keen in observing this, how they walk, how they talk, how they behave with people who are not Krishna conscious, how they behave with people who are Krishna conscious, how they are meditating, how they are serving in the Ashtakari leadership. Following all these activities they are performing, this is called sangha. But trying to perform this, after understanding, trying to perform this, this means sangha. Just as a vishayi associates with another vishayi. Vishayi, materialistic people, karmic people. We have exactly followed like that. A sadhu should associate with another sadhu, similarly as a karmi associates with another karmi. Same intensity of feeling, same mood, same enthusiasm, all these things should be there, just like we see the karmic people. Then what will happen? As the tendencies of karmic people get injected in each other, they get influenced by each other's association and the qualities come. Similarly, if we associate with other people in the same mood, then these tendencies become in us. Then we get benefited. This is what happens. The moment you serve, the qualities come down to you. In other words, service is the ladder in which the qualities descend to you, for the person whom you serve. So, what kind of sadhus are these? How we can understand who are pure sadhus? They are always absorbed in meditating, in remembering the beautiful pastimes of Krishna. And they don't get tired even for a moment while describing the glories, the unlimited glories of the Lord. Wonderful pastime. They will keep talking about that, they will keep thinking about that, and they're always absorbed in that. So, what will happen? By all these things, by performing all these functions, their hearts are completely purified. There is not even tinge of material desires or anywhere in the corner, not even smell or fragrance there. they have some tendency to enjoy on a material level. They're completely devoid of such things. And what are the symptoms which we can analyze from outside? The symptoms which we heard, thinking, absorption, these are inner moods, difficult to get from a face, how they are thinking, what are they from outside. It will be very enthusiastic to serve Guru, Vaishnava, and Krishna. Very enthusiastic, always hearing about scripture and learning, trying to understand what are the deeper modes and deeper modes of serving. And hearing that, and now he tries to practice that in his life. So these are the symptoms of which we can analyze. And he will always respect everybody. He will not disrespect even what you call it, Kanishka Vaishnava, or he's just, he's not taking the shy, he's coming to temple like it. He knows how to behave with everybody. And he will give proper respect to everybody. And, but he will serve to those who are in connection with God from heart to heart. He will serve them like that. But what is our position? We don't hear. We hear and we don't hear. We even see Paul in Sukadeva's mind, in Brihad Maharaj, in Nanad Muni. So what we say about all these personalities, we may see Paul in Krishna. And we say, yes, such and such things. And he was not supposed to do it. So when we can see Paul in such great personalities, what we say of Krishna Vaishnava? If they have an answer, that's why they are Krishna. But since they are in the line, they will not get purified by the process. The process is so important. It will happen to them. We should understand that because these tendencies, these anarthas are in our heart from so many lifetimes, time immemorial. So it will take some time. It needs a bhajan of a very serious, very hard sort of bhajan capacity. Then only these things will work. So we should talk to it. We shouldn't just lean back or start fighting with each other for literally things. This way will not. So, these sadhus who are pure from the heart, they will never criticize others. They don't have time and they don't even like to do any criticism for others. This is another way you can recognize them. You can identify them. They will not talk to anybody. And you will not see them, they are wasting time. Completely 24 hours they are brought into this. 24 hours. They are not wasting a single moment of their life. In fact, that's what they have in their life. Their life is just seva. Nothing else but seva. So we should serve such Vaishnavas, such sadhus, such saintly personalities, we should serve. We all know that all the shastras are precisely telling there are different means of performing devotional service. Out of all of them, doing Naam Bhajan is the best means of purifying heart, or it's a quicker process to elevate heart. This part. But I should say, I want to say that even Shravan is required before doing Nam. Because unless we have done Shravan, unless we know the importance of it, unless we know how to perform it, unless we hear the Harikatha, and especially if we are not hearing Harikatha or if we are not hearing half times of Acharyas, our previous traditions of Acharyas, how they have performed, how they have practiced in their life, then how we will know how to do Nam. So the Shravan is even important in the first stage, in the beginning stage, before performing Naam Bhajan. We should be always anxious and eager to hear life history of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Rodhishwada Babaji, Jagannatha Babaji, Prabhupada Thakur, and all the Acharyas. And we should very keenly observe how they practice. And then we should try to practice that in our life. Pray to them that they should bestow and cause this mercy on us, that we may be able to follow all these things. Because it's very difficult for us to follow that standard. You may say, oh, I have taken Diksha. I am initiated from such and such spiritual master. So it's okay. No, it will not. This way it will not work. You have taken Diksha and then you don't have any connection. You are just doing service by your own mind as your mind dictates you. Like that, and then I'm not bothered the way what Guru reads from me, what he's telling me, or the way I hear from Shastras. I don't bother with service. what I think of, this is the way I should suffer. This is no diksha. There are two kinds of diksha which you can understand. One is called Vyavaharik Diksha and the other is called Vidvat Rood Diksha. Or another is called Avidvat Rood Diksha. What is Vidvat Rood Diksha? Vidvat Rood Diksha means you have taken initiating all the mantras in the ear from the Guru and now you are dedicating your life in following his instructions and also trying to understand his mood, what he wants from you, and giving up all the effort in order to perform that. Then gradually, gradually, diksha means gradually, gradually, initiation means the initiating process you are beginning, and then one day perfection. Similarly, diksha, diksha means that now you being enrolled in the process. That's what the diksha means. And then it's a process, and after going through this process, you will become perfect. And then you will achieve all of something. And Vyavaharik Diksha means, oh, just for sake, Guru gives mantra in the ear, and yes, I think the mantra is mantra. So this is Vyavaharik Diksha. There's a big difference in that. And then we'll say, oh, you take diksha? Yes. How long is it? How many did you do? It's been 10 years. Do you follow that? You chant the Vahina? Yes, sometimes I chant. One hour I do. And if there's some more work, so much work, then I don't even do that all. And you're initiated from last time. What kind of initiation is this? We have to analyze all this. We have to understand, we have to see. And then we have to see deeply in our heart where do we stand. And accordingly, we have to try and give serious endeavors to uplift ourselves from such conditions. If we don't get association of such saintly personalities, such sadhus, then what will happen? All futile. The seven form of life, futile. No use. Completely waste. Therefore, those fortunate souls who have got this samsanga, which is so rare, they should try to follow the orders of spiritual masters. Give due respect to all the Vaishnavas. Try to understand all the shastras and respect all the instructions, all the teachings of shastras by following them in your life. Don't waste it. Otherwise, everything will be futile. No use. So from today itself, let in your heart, take a vow, seriously, I will give up everything in the service of Guru, Vishnu and Shastra and Sadhus. I may have to face so much difficulties, but I will face. I will not give up. I will not give it up. I will give in the last breath of my life, I will follow these things. Krishna is in because Sri Rupa Goswami has also said, somewhere in Bhakti Samasindhu, he says that one may be, one is a devotee from so many years and is performing and is knowing Shastra very nicely, but in his behavior, he is like very angry or a little rude in his behavior. Then, don't think that he is not sadhu, he is not a devotee. This is his nature from last time, from previous lifetime. We go away definitely. Just on this pretext, you are not supposed to disrespect him. Otherwise, it would be a very serious offense on our part. We should do it. We should still tolerate it. And try to think, why can't it like that? Maybe some real problem. I'm not able to understand his mood. Not just that, we should just give right and left and speak in a nonsense way to him. That's not his style. We should avoid it. Now another verse, in this verse, Shivlad Maharaj, he is speaking to Shandamarg, his guru. When Hiranyakashipu was talking to Prahlad, Prahlad was brought to him and he was talking, when I am talking to you, what you have learned, you are telling about Vishnu and his bhakti, where did you learn all this? And then he was thrown there, from there. And then Shandamarg was very nice to talk to him. Oh Prahlad, we never taught you. Where did you learn all this? And he said, Madhir Nakrishni Paratarasa Guru. You can't have this attitude or this mood in your heart. You can't have this bhav for performing devotional service from those people who are doing puna charvit charvana. What kind of charvit charvana? It's like dogs and hogs. They do like this. What are dogs? one dog and eaten bone, all the flesh. So there's nothing left on the bone, and he throws it, and another dog comes and will fight for that bone. It's already consumed, there's nothing left on that, no flesh, but they will fight each other for that bone. There's nothing left on the bone. And sometimes what the dog does, he will eat something which is not good, or poison food or something like that, and then his stomach will become disordered. And then what he will do? The dog will eat some kind of grass, and then from the effect of that grass, he will vomit everything out, and then he will again eat that. This is called charvit charvanama. So what does it mean? My father has enjoyed all this material benefit, and he has done all sorts of sense gratification. My grandfather went through the same thing, my grandfather went through the same thing, and still I don't develop any renunciation from this sense of it. And still I want to enjoy this thing. This is Puna Charvita Charvana. Just like that. We don't understand that there is no pleasure in this material sense object. Why want to enjoy it? No renunciation. When I know my father, my friends, everybody they enjoy it. Still I want to do it. This is Puna Charvita. So you can't develop bhakti by the association of such people. No way. Not even by having advice from them. We may discuss how to perform devotional service from such people. No way. Or by my own thinking, or combining of my thinking of such people, you will develop bhakti by such things. No way. Bhakti will not come by this way. You have to go in the association of sadhus, whose qualities have been mentioned about earlier. You go in the association of sadhus. And then, we have to aspire for them, their father's mercy, and aspire for their good taste. Then, by their mercy, we are completely pure from their heart. We may develop such qualities. And by their mercy, we will be able to get rid of this Trigunatmika Rasi. Trigunatmika Rasi means robe. And Triguna means the robe, it has three threads. Right? Different coil, and it has three different parts. It's very hard. Meaning, see, the like pulling for Jagannath's heart, it's a big one. And the three coils done to that. It's very powerful. So, here it has been referred for all these scriptural instructions. In the Vedas, on these Vedas, we have instructions given in the threefold means. Just like the threefold rasi, just like that. Very difficult to cut it off. How is it like that? The same. Oh, service of mother and father is the ultimate service. Service of guest, they are just like God. Titi Deva. Guest, they are just like God. Serve them and they do this not God. Or, we are hearing these days people saying, Daridra Narayan. What is this Daridra Narayan? Serving poor people. You serve poor people, this means you are serving Vishnu. Or they're just busy serving their relatives and all that, and they're satisfied. And they're doing it on the instruction of Vedas, because it's given in the Vedas. So this is very powerful loop. How you can cut it off? Very simple. Just like the sons of Shukracharya, they're bound with such loops. So they're unable to understand anything in regard to devotional service or bhakti. Therefore, those saintly personalities who are Vishya Viman Shunya, who are Nishkinchana. What does it mean by Vishya Viman Shunya? Vishya means sense objects. Viman is just simple, not even having any tendency to relate themselves with it. Vishya by any means. By any means. They are completely above the platform of sense objects. Completely above. And they are Nishkinchana. They are completely surrendered to God. Their only wealth is service to the Lord. Don't have any other. Don't have any material. They are called Nishkinchana. And just like the word of Deshamrit, Vasu Vegam Mantra, Vegam, Jigo Vegam, Pujo Vasa. They have all such qualities. Not only of these things, they even discard this liberation, Mukti. They don't care for that. They don't even care for the service to Narayana. They gave up that. Such highly exalted Vaishnava. Serving such Vaishnava, you can have them. What kind of benefit? You may develop such desires for some inspiration and enthusiasm to perform devotional service. Bible told us that of such things. Today we see this. This is we see Vaishnavas fighting for the death of exalted person. How they do it? If that Vaishnava is maybe bodily weak or thin, they will jump on him and fight and fall down on the ground and they will rub their foot with their head. This is the scientific approach. And they will use all the tricks and all the bodily power and all that to get this dust from the lotus feet. Why? Because if you got the patient, you should take it. Not, this is not the way to take it. Even though what we will have in our heart, we will be doing. What is the proper way? When the patient walks off from the place, he should not even know. Then you should go and see where he walks, then footprint, there must be some dust like taking it. This is taking Vaishnava dust. Not trying to make a show of it, one thing. No, this is not any way, any mood, the proper mood of taking this Vaishnava dust. These people are called Durabuddhi. Durabuddhi means they are, their intelligence is wicked intelligence. It's not good intelligence. What does it mean by lotus dust? When we say take the lotus dust, what does it mean? It means aspiring for their service or even Priti Seva Ki Vasana. Priti Seva Ki Vasana means desire to serve them for their pleasure. This is dust. Take it, this is dust. If you have this in your heart, that means you have taken the dust of lotus feet. Because you have that desire. Every now and then you're just thinking, how is the dust? How will it be? How can satisfy them? Then you take it. Otherwise, there's no any other literal meaning of taking it. That is there to take it, but you have to get the mood also. Take those, then how it should be influenced in your heart. Or sometimes we see people coming, Guruji is taking prasadam and Guru is just started taking prasadam and they will with the both foot. Guruji will give us some remedy. You just give us some remedy. And then Guruji is saying, what shall I do? Now the Guruji will take it, you is in your mouth, take it out from your mouth, give it from your mouth. It's your remnants you should take for them. Is that the way to take it? If you want remnants of Vaishnavas, we should follow Charu Thakur. One of the sisters in Mahaprabhu. What he used to do? Outwardly, he was from a lower class of Vairnashram, lower class, out class, human class. He was from that class. Vaishnavas, they don't have such any designation, but outwardly, he was from lower class, human class. And what he used to do, he was a very pure Vaishnava. He would take, sometimes to go to some Vaishnava's house, he would take mango, or two mango. He was very poor, he didn't have money, but still, someone was making arrangements. He would go to that Vaishnava, he said, oh, now you can offer this to your Thakurji. Then he would talk with, very nicely with them for some time, come out from the house, and he would wait outside, without time. Then, in this case, what happened? He has gone to one couple. So the man, the woman, the wife, she has cut down an apple, offered it to the Lord, and after that she has given it to her husband. And her husband has eaten everything nicely. He has all healed his brain and his stuff, all the way from his mango. Now it's left on the plate, the wife takes it. Now it is not anything in this. In the peel on the seed is nothing left. And then the wife goes and she goes outside with them. And her husband is watching. And he comes, sees this water. Now he takes the seed and leaves. And then he left. This is taking the evidence of the Mahaprasada. And then Charu Thakur. He is, if I remember correctly, he is uncle of Raghunatha Goswami. There is a difference. There is Kala Krishna Das and Kola Veda Shridhar. They are two different people. Their stories are different. But this is Charu Thakur. If I remember correctly, you know it? No. Charu Thakur also. Charu Thakur. Yeah. It may be from Chaitanya Bhagavat or somewhere, if not Chaitanya Jatamit, but I think it should be from Chaitanya Jatamit because later on he goes in Jagannath Puri, and there, yeah, from the, his name is Harupata Mahan, he's speaking at his, anyway, maybe he has two names or something like that. Charu Thakur. Maybe it's like his nickname or something. Yeah. Yes. And then he's taking water from the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, and he takes it three times, and then Mahaprabhu drops it, and then he draws. You're taking remnants of Vaishnava in that mood, I'm allowing you to get it. Otherwise, nobody would get the water from the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Nobody would get it. Govind in servant, he would always guard. And then as long as he would stay there as long as he would just dry up in the boat.
But I always heard Jhar Thakur also. Two names of them. So anyway, that's the mood we should absorb. That's what Maharaj is pointing out. So, the saintly personality, how are they? They are always absorbed in serving their Lord. They're serving in the Ashtakali Leela Seva. And their all activities are centered around this service. And they are remembering this Seva all the time, 24 hours. And they are distinction. And how we can understand? We can understand that even if the entire planet destroys, all the wealth, everything, three worlds gets up and down, nothing will happen in the past. They will still perform. And if they get wealth of three worlds, still nothing will happen. They are still perform. They are Nishkinchan. This kind of sadhus are called Nishkinchan. Chit still, all the time. But if they get some problem some disturbance in performing devotional service, and it's just like they're dying. I feel like they're not performing each other. That means they feel like. So we should aspire for such association and such goodness of wisdom. Now another word said in this word is Durashay. Durashay means, ashay means heart, and dur means bad. Or wicked, whose heart is wicked or whose heart is contaminated. Contaminated with what? Contaminated with all desires of having material enjoyment, all anarthas, ajnanata, ignorance, or devoid of all Vaishnava qualities. All this is called contamination of the heart, or still aspiring for material pleasures.
So these kind of people, they will give, but nothing will happen in their heart. Because their heart is full of Durashya, full of all such things. So they don't have any room where they can hear and accommodate these moods for performing devotional service. And now I will give you an example that
there was one person, one doctor in Calcutta, and he met with Param Guru Maharaji. And then after a few years, after Shri Param Guru Maharaji had left from the planet, and he was meeting Shri Maharaji. He was telling his experience. He said, "Your Guruji was really pure saint, and I remember his one instruction very nicely. I have kept that instruction in my heart. And he said, you should see everybody is part and parcel of God, and you should serve them as you serve God." In his words, what he understood from God, from the Master. So he said, "You see, I just think that everybody belongs to God, so I serve them as I'm serving God. What I do, I go to my office and work under the instructions of my owner, and then I think I'm serving God. And then I come back, whatever money I bring, I give it to my wife, and I think I'm serving God. Because my wife is part and parcel of God. And then, like this, I spend my money on my children, and I'm serving God. This is what I'm doing." So then, if you tell them, okay, you're serving God by all means, so one day salary you give it to us, we will put in the service of the God. No? How can this be possible? So this is the way these people, they will hear about devotional service, but nothing will get into their heart at all. They will stay on the same platform, because they don't have any room for it. Or else, they have ahankar. It's false. They're full of that. Bhog lalsa. Desire to enjoy. I should enjoy. And mamira. Me and mine. These things are mine and I am the writer and fighting for all things. Or not trying to follow the orders of Vaishnavas. This is also all Durashya. All these people are Durashya. And those people are still good. Commit faults and they are corrected and they try to reform themselves when corrected. But those people, then they are corrected and want to reform them. There are that kind of people also. So these people are called Durashai. They will hear, but nothing will happen to them. They will never understand who God is, what are his asking. They will never understand. So only rescue or only remedy or only means by which they can uplift is serving such Vaishnavas and taking their food dust. Or taking the cause of mercy in the form of Harikatha or in the form of their service. This is also their mercy. Serving them is their mercy. And if one is devoid, or devoid in the sense that they are willing their mercy and you are not taking, or you don't have a system of such Vaishnavas, this all means unlucky. This all means unlucky. They are unfortunate. They don't have good fortune. So therefore, those who understand, please try to follow and practice after becoming Nishkapat. Nishkapat means give up all wickedness and duality in heart, giving up all the duality. Serving in a innocent, in a subtle, in a simple manner. Try to do this. And then another verse, this verse is being taken from the Bhagavatam, and Mujukunda Rishi is praying to Lord Krishna. He is saying, hey Achyut. Achyut means one who never deviates from the infallible. Yeah. It doesn't deviate. His words, whatever Achyut, Supreme Lord, whatever he speaks, never deviates from that. That by saying, oh Lord, you are infallible, your words are infallible. So, but what is our position? We are always deviating from what we thought. We are always deviating from our swabhava, our nature. Every now and then, we'll follow and then we can deviate. We'll follow and we can deviate. But Lord, his swabhava, his nature will never deviate. What is his nature? What is his nature? His nature is bhakta vatsalyam. Bhaktavatsalya means what? Yeah. He's very caring and looking after for his devotees. And he has mamata for his devotees. So he wants to serve his devotees. He takes care of them. So this nature of Lord is Achyut, is infallible in such nature. So he's saying that, O Lord, O infallible one, by you cause this mercy, when people in this material world, in this ocean, when they're suffering in this material ocean, when they get your mercy in the form of Sabhasan, then they are very fortunate. This is the moment now, the time is coming, then they will be taken out from this ocean. That means, Bhavapabhartho, that word is being quoted. If one is getting Sabhasan, you should take it for granted. Now, my time has come that I will get out from the cycle of words that the cycle of material existence. I will get out of there and I will be serving Lord eternally in his eternal. This is the mercy of the Lord. He will only give this mercy to those whom he wants now to take out from this material world. No one else will get this mercy from the Lord. And unless those who get it, it's very difficult for them to cut out, to cut this threefold rope. And how it gets cut in the association of sadhus, their powerful words, their powerful harikatha, so sharp, like a sword, so sharp, it will cut. Just like now, it's sword, it's being cutting. And those who will hear it, their knots of material tendencies will cut and they'll become pure. Maharaj is saying this. This is salva, it's going on this time. So those who hear it properly, they will get benefited. Otherwise, other some, they will, those who don't hear properly, they will just be bound all the time. So we should hear. Then again saying, the same verse is saying, par and avar. Par means those who are liberated souls, those who are in the Vaikunth Loka, in the spiritual world, all these people, those even who are liberated, they are called mahāpuruṣas. Even the demigod in this 14th sanatic system, everybody here, they are all being controlled by you. And also, you are the cause of everything, kare and kara. You control everything. You are Parabrahman. So, the ordinary living entities will develop Gauravmayi Buddhi for you.
Gauravmayi Buddhi means they will develop an attitude of awe and reverence for you after hearing all these things. They will develop such intelligence for you. They will like to serve you in that sense. But those who are rare souls,
those who develop Rati in your lotus feet. Rati means here, bhav. So those who develop this bhav, they are very exalted personalities and they are pure-hearted souls, as we were referring earlier. So they, how they are able to develop this Rati? By the causes of the Lord. Just the causes of the Lord. And now the same thing is further solidified by taking another example from conversation from 11th canto. It is Uddhava Sandesh,
time when Krishna wants to cover all his past.
It is Uddhava Sandesh,
time when Krishna wants to cover all his past things, want to go back to his abode there.
So he is giving all these instructions to Uddhava, but he is
targeting it
to all living entities. They should hear it. This is the way they can get rid of their material existence. And there is, I'm hearing the association of travels, just like fire.
When you lit a fire, then like cold season time, then you take your hand in the fire, and then it becomes warm. All the cold will go off. What will happen? Also, all the darkness will go off. That means ignorance, agnana will go off. What else will happen? All the fear from other living entities, dangerous living entities like snake, etc., will go off. It happens. If you want to go in a forest, then you take one stick and put some clothes in that, put kerosene oil, and then lay the fire in there. And then you can fearlessly move in the forest. Lions or any kind of animal will not come here. It is Bhavad. Bhavad means this bear. They run so fast after seeing the fire because they have the ears and they catch fire very quickly. So they run. Otherwise, it's very difficult. You can't get rid of this animal. So you can fire, you can walk fearlessly in the forest if you're having this fire stick in your hand. Similarly, the association of sadhu is so far. If you come near them, what will happen? Your ajnanata will go off.
Klesh will go off. And what you will get? You will get Bhagavad Gita. What is klesh? Klesh means all these disturbances. Disturbance of mind, body, and all. So my head. Hand broke or leg fractured or mind trouble all the time. On this point, creation, disturbance, this will go on. And again, what is again? Ignorance. It doesn't know how to serve the Lord. It doesn't know how can I properly follow the instructions of Vedas. This is all called, or the Shastra, this is again. And what you will get in the benefit? The third thing. These two things will happen in an anusangik way. These are secondary benefits of coming to the Asajjana Prabhu. What is the primary benefit? Main benefit you derive from the Asajjana Prabhu is Bhagavad praying.
So when we are serving the association of this Guru Vaishnava, we should respect this service also. Serving Vaishnava is one thing. Respecting Vaishnava is one thing, but respecting the service itself is one thing. We should respect this service because we should understand this service will give us Bhagavad praise. Whatever service is for, serving Vaishnava, food, etc., whatever prasadam, this will give us Bhagavad praise.
So this respectful mood we should develop in our heart. So, and then what will also happen? They tam will go off. Tama means apkaramati apigyata. Karmati apigyata means what? People, they are unaware of how they should perform karma. You will see people, they will very enthusiastically and very smartly and very cleverly working in their material dealings among each other. Right? But when it comes to serving Guru Vaishnava, they are lazy. They are fools. They don't know anything. This is karmati apigyata. They don't know how to use their mind, intelligence, in which way they should use it. So this will go up when you come in the association of sadhu. You will understand, I should be less enthusiastic. I should be lazy when it comes to material living. I should be very enthusiastic and intelligent when it comes to serving Guru Vaishnava. This should be my attitude. And this thing on the power of Sadhu Sangha, one word coming in the verse is
Upashray. Upashray. Upashray means, generally this word gets translated in a way that ashray means taking shelter or association, and up means near. Taking shelter by sitting near to a Vaishnava, by serving in person. This means upashray. But here it means, upashray also might give another meaning, that you may take the situation of sadhu from far, from a distance also, even that is far. Just like if there is a big amount of fire, or high flames, then you don't have to come near, you can stay far off, and then still you'll get heat and everything. Small fire, then you become more. Similarly, Maharaj has explained himself in the lecture, so if the devotees are there in England, Paris, etc., countries, in America, so how they can serve, how they can associate? They can associate by serving, and Maharaj has been very nice in the lecture. My lecturer's office by giving some donation. But donation is what? No, donation as an offering made used in the service of Guru Krishna like that. So by this means, still we can associate with Sadhus from far. This like fire, it will be beneficial to all of us. But still, they kind of people who are very fool. By their fool, they say, oh, it's better we should stay far. Why? Because when they come near to Guru, then we commit offenses. We don't know how to serve him, so we will generally commit offenses. So it's better we should stay at a distance and serve him. These are very foolish people. We shouldn't associate and should not let this wound develop in our heart. Because if serving comes so long, it's so beneficial for to serve. When you're serving him, serving 24 hours daily is more powerful. These people, how they're considered? How should we consider these people who feel that I should, I make a difference when I come near to Gurudev and Vaishnava? They are still not in the proper consciousness of human beings, and as they should be called as proper human beings. They may have this human body, but with having this human body, their consciousness is upgrading from one species to another species. Because you get, you are known, your level of advancement is by your consciousness. How much your consciousness is elevated, to that degree one will understand that you are advanced to such and such level. So if one in a human body is just taken intoxication and has taken so much intoxication that his mind is completely gone, he's not in control of his body, and then he's fallen on one of the trains and adopt them based on that, or even pass through the urine on that, and then maybe sucks through his tongue and he's so you call him a human being. It's not that anymore. His consciousness is completely gone up. So like that, we should understand that when you have proper consciousness of sadhusanga and proper consciousness of serving, then only you can be called or graded among Vaishnavas or among sadhus like that. So those people who are suffering in this material ocean, or in the ocean, just like one is drowning in the ocean, and what happens? It dips in, comes out, dips in, comes out, dips in, comes out, like that. What is this? Why should we compare this cycle of 84 life species? You're taking birth at one time in human form of life, then again not using it properly, and then again go down, and again come back to demigod life, and then not working properly, go down to some species. This is what happened, coming up again. So, what is the recipe for this people? The boat of Vaishnava. Only rescue for them. This boat is very powerful and very greedy in the special life. As soon as you come to this ancient boat, you touch it and say, I want to cross, and then you cross it. The boat stays there and you cross it. So special. When you did it, how you did it, how long it took you to cross the ocean, you will not know. It will happen in a fraction of a second. So special. It's like the verse from Bhagavatam, it says that the mercy of the Lord such that those who get the process mercy, the scanty fruit of such mercy is friendly fruit is love of God. The scanty fruit is they will cross this material ocean just like water in a calf moves footprint. Water knowledge is that. When you cross it, you will know. Next entry will cross this ocean. Otherwise, it's very difficult. Nobody can cross it. So we should aspire to get this boat somehow. The boat of Krishna. And when we be degraded to the extreme extent, dog eater, cow eater, killer of the master's wife, or killer of his own mother. all the abominable activities are unsafe. As soon as it comes, that's a situation that can be so far. Just like we know Ajamila, we know Valmiki Guru Ramayana. On the temple, they were committing so much abominable activities in the previous time. But as soon as they got Vaishnava position, Vaishnava was Narad, such a sort of personality, and then they became themselves to his own state.
This is the power of
such houses were also called as Akinchana Brahma Vidya. Why they're called Brahma Vidya? Because they are well versed in all the Vedas. They know what are the different divisions of Vedas. What division there is for Bhakti, what division there is for Pranakanda, what division there is for Janakanda, etc. They know properly. They're well versed. And in Bhakti also, they're well versed. What does it mean by Bhakti? There's so many types of Bhakti. One is we're performing Bhakti of Durga, we're performing Bhakti of Vedas. We do Bhakti of Vedas every day in Vedantic initiation. Now, he knows what is the essence of bhakti? The essence of bhakti is bhava bhakti. When your all sadhana is directed, is aimed to have bhava, then it's called bhava bhakti. So the essence of sadhana bhakti becomes bhava bhakti. What is the essence of bhava bhakti? Prema bhakti. What is the essence of prema bhakti? Prema pranay and maha bhava bhakti. He is well versed in all these things, then he is called dhamma bhakti.
So these are the qualities. They are also called as Shanta. Shanta means peaceful. But here, Shanta would meaning would be
that they are don't even care, they are not even disturbed by the attractions of liberation or by the attractions of serving in their life. Not disturbed, completely cool, calm, and serving in their mood.
Disregard that.
So, again, we should all understand. This is our life. This is our wealth. And if it goes from our hands, it slips, if it slips, then we will lose everything. So, remind yourself and let yourself take vow not to miss this opportunity and put all your efforts, all your power and everything, all your energy, all means by body, mind, word, engage fully and have this opportunity and benefit yourself. And leave off all false ego, lust, anger, greed, envy, hatred, all these propensities. Kick them off from your heart. Kicking them off, serve the Vaishnavas in a favorable mood. Anukulya may seva. Try to serve them in anukulya may bhava. That's the best. Lord, we want to say, go.
Without Swarup Shakti, anyone cannot attend because there is Shakti. So, for that thing, for Swarup Shakti, if they can go one by year, man, by year, man, month, if a car. Thank you. will take shelter in Radhika's lotus feet? How we know? We have to take shelter in lotus feet of Lalita and Nisha. Otherwise, Swarup Shakti Radhika will not come. But Lalita and Vishakha will not come if you are not serving Swarup and Rati, Lavan and all. But Swarup, Lavan and all other Manjari will not be satisfied until their dashes are not satisfied. But to satisfy them, you have to satisfy your Gurudev and your those who are feeling all the sentiments in your heart, you have to place then he will please upper rank. They will please Manjari. They will please Dattah Vishaka. And they will please Narayan. And Radha will, when I will chant Radhe, Radhe, then Krishna will hear and not also he will realize this manifest. This is the
process.
Mm-hmm. But study better to know. Sky, you know?
The hand.
Metal leg. And keeps it in the mouth up.
Madhika.
Krishna gives it to sometimes. Radha is somewhat anger to this, angry to this. And willingly she is sitting and making garland. And she is watching. And seeing by the corner that Krishna is coming.
She was saying to me, the corner of her eyes, that Krishna's coming.
But she is not looking. Eric is showing that handsome guest is
making the garden. Krishna wanted to talk to her.
So she was waiting for a chance that she should really let him see the world. But Radhika willingly is engaged in
making the garland.
She sees that Krishna has come, but he is not sick. She is very
slightly.
And she is so much naturally, she is loving, but he wants that Krishna should not see my loving. Otherwise, he will laugh and he will come to me. So, bearing fear.
No strength. Lavanga. Lavanga, huh?
So, hide her face,
her smile.
Smiling face. She began to do something.
Move the lavanda earring.
Covering like
the mouth. So she can cover in the mouth.
You are ill. She was doing like this. But not is taking and not seeing.
Ignoring Krishna. Ignoring, reflecting.
Mangalika could not take herself. What happened? Something is
for so long.
See your smile. Talk to you. And yet you are making garland. Keep it. It is not for you. But she is not yet.
Please. That is why.
Talking with Krishna and not replying anything. As if she is so much
engaged.
And Krishna is waking and this is so bad. Pare, wife or Pare, clear the man. The king is waiting. Krishna is himself Lord of Lords and he is waiting. And she is not caring for Krishna. She knows that where he will go. Christ will have to come. And he will come and follow my feet and pray that I will never do. For a wife, this is so hard. So saying all these things, Rati,
Gauri,
Sachi, and Brani.
Can we, sometime when you don't have a headache, can we do more of this verse?
Huh?
Some other time, can we do more of this verse?
Huh? Come.
When you say?
Today?
Wednesday.
Drives away the darkness.
Darkness. And air.
Wind, the violent wind blows away the clouds.
That way, Krishna and Krishna Katha, all kinds of anartha and everything.
That you will be advanced, you will be advanced and do all these things.
Or disappointed. He's happy if you're disappointed with us.
You are in other mood? Huh? Why? Why you are? So tight? Your work is going on? No work is. How to achieve it? You should give me. You have something.
So much stuff to do.
to about 10, perhaps it is more than 10. You have struck the letter of Krishna is going to cow her. So beautiful, they playing on something, very happy mood. And he is standing in bay in Siddhanga Lalit. And touching anything. Utkhandit has it. Utkhandit has it. He was in Utkhandit. Newly married Count Indraprastha. Any gopi has come to Vrindavan. Nandagaon. There are lots of gopis. And that newly married bride, she sacrificed in this position and gave her heart. Before she had not attained Krishna and her heart was not delicate, time it was seeing Krishna and his heart became and he saw and began to say and he saw Krishna meant how went away. Thus fell down. No trace of Krishna in his house. But she was standing and no palak was coming. Any sati came and told, oh, in Indra first, in Sai Indra, and Khanda one was in fire. Indra is so beautiful, young, all this is demigods of young, always. But no no, Anastasia. Symptoms of?
You can become like this.
Yes. Why your beak is curved?
Your eyebrows are curved.
Why you are looking like so? Telling, but she has no response. The first glance to see Krishna and to become melted and so much desire to Krishna. सब कुछ भूल जाना देखिए और भक्ति इज बिकम एंड नॉट मोर You are understanding something?
No.
You? Oh, you are master of Hindi. What do you want to? Have param sir? Then you have take, you have to do children of Govindana. Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai. गोविंद जय जय गोपाल जय जय राधा रमन हरि गोविंद जय जय
सदर वाले भूरे वाले कोई आए क्या
गोविंद नाम इफ यू डू गोविंद नाम कृष्ण सन विल हैव परम पद दैट परम पद इज नॉट मुक्ति Not even Vaikuntha. Above than this, above than a
Ajodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, same treasure, lotus feet of Krishna, Saptadari Radhika and all gopis, and himself Govind, serving gopis. That Parampara Devi you have. क्योंकि इसके द्वारा भगवान को जाना जाता है. In all kinds of knowledge, what is the best knowledge by which we can know? So if anyone gets the aspect of lotus feet of Krishna, aspect, then he can only have shanti, perfect peace of mind and happiness uttered by all the
miseries
of the happiness, of the devic, of the bhautic, will always burn them, always. Only to have rescue from all the seeds, burning things, to have the shelter of lotus feet of Krishna by bhakti is there. That is why by hearing the Krishnam Kirtan of any bhavak and rasik bhakta, all the rumavali
hairs on the body.
Body?
Stand on end.
Stand
on end.
Stand on end. And they began to dance. Also, heart began to dance. So if anyone will hear that kirtan, the person, emerging in Bhava Sindhu, they will attend, they will come out. And Suna Suna Kunti Chalamya Saranta.
And offering my obeisance at their feet again and again.
Sadatma Sapanam. To immerse in Ananda Samudra. If you are going to take part in ocean and come out, again water will go and again Maya will come. So he is telling that if anyone is doing something Harinam like this, this
by this process,
then he immersed in ocean of love and ananda, and he never come out. Always thinking and thinking and thinking. No? So he is telling this thing. Sankrishamanu bhagavan ananta sutanu bhavad bhasanam hi kurisam. Pravishya chitam vidhunat tatesam. Jaka samo arko abdham ivati vata. Again this Maya will not?
Touch him.
Touch him. Or akaman nahi kar sakti.
Do not defeat him.
Atati.
Kaya sankati. Sankati. He is telling that if anyone must in ocean of Naam by Kirtaning, Kirtanghar Naam, then Maya never touches. Forever it will go. If you go back and again, Garmi will be lucky here. स्नान करने से फिर से गर्मी लगेगी, फिर स्नान करना पड़ता है। But if you imagine Krishna Prem Ocean, then Maya will not come away. Bhagavan Hari ka charitra kirtan here anarthi lust namaparad namab and all other things. So he or jis prakar se prabal bhai, if anyone hearing listening, the presence of Krishna so beautiful as sun
drives away the darkness.
Darkness and air,
wind, the violent wind blows away the clouds.
That way, Krishna and Krishna Katha, and all kinds of anartha and everything go away.
Guru, what is the difference between a rastika and a bhavika, Vaishnav?
To taste the rasa, a rasa, and to say you taste bhav, there are bhav. Gopis and Krishna both are rasi. Bhav also. But those in sadhana avastha, sadhana, that kind of bhava, the Subrasat has come from Gopi, but that siddha they yet not they have. Only sarup siddha they have. They can be bhava. Those who taste rasa, they are rasi. Like in Ras, Krishna is dancing, all gopis are dancing. Krishna is also taking so many glass of continuing Ras, taking, and gopis, there are Rasi. And those hearing all these things, they in heart, yeah, drinking that Ras in so many cups and cups. They are also Rasi. And how? The bhav between Radha and Krishna are in Gopi, are in Sakha, in Vatsalya. They are thinking here, reminding Hatha, remembering that bhav. They are bhav. But both are nearer. What is bhav?
Emotion, feeling.
But of Atma. Not of this bhav. But the bhav. Like Krishna is persuading Srimati Radhika. No? Krishna told, how you have come here? In Govardhan or Radha, why you have come? Who are you? Why you are filling my flowers, all flowers, and breaking my all slippers, very dear to me? Then Srimati, who was going at him, she stopped and she turned towards Krishna. With angry mood. He did not feel anything. Only this. That it means. He did not feel anything. But it. That it means. This is how. Not how. You are key for myself. You are key. Don't tell this. She did not tell, but. Everything has been told there. Understand something? ठीक है? भारत पत्र है. तुम बोल नहीं सकती. Anything? Not now. questions and come. Hello?
I have so many questions, this many.
Oh. That's fine.
Not to ask.
Not to ask. Only to solve in heart.
Is there any chance that my memory can improve?
Indeed. In the making of there are so many persons of so many desires. All kinds of persons are there. They were all there. Your good reason for me.
Hardly.
Doesn't he know what is Atma, Paramatma, and what is all this? इसलिए कर्मी और ज्ञानी को संदेह हो सकता है. कर्मी एज ज्ञानी मे हैव डाउट फॉर डाउट व्हाई कृष्ण प्लेड विथ व्हाइट कप अनदर गॉड इन दी नाइट अलोन कृष्ण सो मेनी ब्यूटीफुल यंग लेडीज देयर टू सो मी व्हाई ही डिड व्हाई ही थिंक ऑफ दैट देयर क्लॉथ and dance and played with all the people. It was out of etiquette. It was opposite of dharma. So Parikshit Maharaj saw that all were gathered in his gathering, were coming to be